877-479-8178.
Song and dance coming out of Washington. Democrats and the Republicans are battling it out over disaster aid. FEMA says they're going to have zero in the bank account to help the people who need it that suffered the damage from Tropical Storm Irene and the people in Joplin, Missouri. So the Senate votes to send a temporary spending bill to the House, which they're expected to approve. And, of course, that avoids the threat of the government shutdown. How do we keep having these threats? For three times we've had the government shutdown threat hovering over D.C. in the past 6 months. So, once again, it's diverted. That's what happens. At the 11th hour, there's always a way to somehow stave off the problem of having to shutter down and threaten people that they won't get Social Security checks and military folks that they won't get checks either. All right, speaking of threats to the military, the Pentagon, by the way, and this is where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The Pentagon is saying, and they've said this now for a couple of weeks, you can see it in the Secretary of Defense, you can see it in his face, Leon Panetta is very concerned about what's going to happen. And the Pentagon is saying that all of this talk over money and the deficit may completely decimate or devastate, anyway, the military livelihood, the economy of the military. So keep your hands off of the defense funds. Don't go in that direction. As you know, the super committee is meeting. Did you know that? The super committee is meeting to try to decide what to do, because they agreed to figure out a way to cut more than $1 trillion by Christmas. If they don't, there's an automatic trigger that will cut, and that will slice in to military funds. So the dire consequences are already starting to be pushed around Washington, not just by Panetta, by the way, but Lindsey Graham says, you know, what happens if that automatic $650 billion in cuts to the defense budget happens? Where are we going to lose money? And he said we would be shooting ourselves in the foot. Well, I think it's a little bit more than a foot. And we knew it was going to come down to this. I think that's what's going to happen. I think the super committee is going to not reach an agreement, and that the number of Army battalions that'll go down from 100 to about 600 battalions is probably what'll happen. Navy ships will go from, would they say, 288 to 238. And the Air Force would lose about 400 fighter jets and then 34 bombers as well. But the biggest cuts, when we're talking about jobs and all of that, would be in Virginia, Texas, and California. And, of course, that's where, in many of those towns, the defense industry really pumps money into those local economies. And what would happen is it'd be crippling to several cities. And it's just the same thing. Full blast ahead, and when we're talking about a so-called jobs plan and getting people back to work, if the axe falls in the wrong direction, 200,000 soldiers and Marines would be let go. Did you know that? At least 25% of the military civilian workforce would have to be furloughed. 200,000 jobs. And good luck if you're a returning veteran and you have to find employment. Already our national unemployment rate is what, 9.1%? Do you know what the unemployment rate is for Iraq and Afghan war vets? How awful is this? 22%. Oh yeah, for those people that give up their limbs, because it's, of all any of the wars we've had, it's been the worst, except for, of course, the Civil War. 41%. So you come back and the sacrifice, ultimate sacrifice, 41% if they're wounded. But still, awful too, 22% just coming back. And we wonder why. We wonder why we find ourselves in these situations. Can you imagine if the people who voted, the people who voted with the true votes who make the laws, had to sacrifice their own family members? They had the potential to be drafted. Ooh, I think things would be just a little bit different. So in the meantime, all this talk about unemployment and what will happen with the super committee and, oh, what about the military budget? Now all these people would be out of work. The president is still pushing his jobs plan and blaming it, a lot of it, on the Republicans, saying that they're part of the reason why, and we need to get through these tough times, and it's definitely party-driven, and that ultimately is what's led to the position that we're in. Take a listen.
We're going through a very tough time. But the one thing I want to remind everybody is that we've gone through tougher times before. I am extraordinarily confident about America's long-term future, but we are going to have to make some decisions about how we move forward. The problem is not outside of Washington. The problem is that things have gotten so ideologically driven, and everybody's so focused on the next election and putting party ahead of country that we're not able to solve our problems.
All right, so we're not able to solve our problems, and let's hope we don't have to do it militarily anytime soon if all these things happen too, because defense spending, as I just said, is going to be at its lowest level, as that'll be sliced off. You know, it'll be the lowest level since before World War II. Are any of you out there saying, who cares? It doesn't matter. You know, we're all about peace. Let's just come up with a peaceful solution. And the problem is, in China, boy, nothing's stopping them. They're amassing the world's biggest military. That's what's happening. So, yes, the government is growing like a wild weed out of control. And, yes, there are things that need to be cut. But, you know, here's the thing. We're broke, right? So we got to make cuts. But where can we cut? How about the EPA? Can we delete some of the EPA? We have these people that are deployed again and again and again, and they give their blood, sweat, and tears and come back, and for the love of God, they come back to nothing, to ridiculous unemployment, can't find jobs. Seems so lopsided and unfair to me. Is it unfair, do you think, for the people that find themselves in that predicament, and now it's going to be worse because that's what will happen? I mean, I know this. I can predict this. We can write the script right now. I hate to be negative, really. But that's where the axe is going to swing. I mean, we're just doomed either way. Ugh. As much as I think that we need to pull out of all the nonsense of all the spots where we are, I think when you bring those people back, there's got to be something for them. There has to be something. Or at least some kind of program to help funnel them into jobs, right? I think even Ron Paul would agree with that, as much as he supports the troops, even though he thinks we need to, again, remove ourselves because we can't afford it from foreign soil, from all these places where we find ourselves invested. Ugly mess out there. It's a massacre, to say the least. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, another version of We Can Count, but next, it's Odds and Ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Back into Odds and Ends here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget about our straw poll for fun. It's unscientific, just like they all are. We thought we would do our own. For the next 3 weeks, we are taking a straw poll on who you would vote to be President of the United States. And thanks to a couple of our friends from Pal Talk. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I'm waving. You'll see me on the screen right there through the miracle of Pal Talk. Emery and Jack Alexander both put in votes for Herman Cain. So if you're keeping score in our poll, our unscientific poll, by the way, Cain is up to 8 votes. Yeah. Suddenly, he's found a little bit of magic, a little bit of life, and all because of a few magical things that he said. And think about it. When you string a couple of numbers together, he said 999 plan. He likes replacing the tax code with a flat 9% federal tax on income, consumption, and business. And he said with 999, guess what? How many loopholes? None. It's interesting, too, because after winning that straw poll and more people paying attention to his business acumen, he is getting a little bit of a lift. And it comes at the same time when the Obama administration says that the Republicans are wrong. It's not about regulation and lifting regulation because that's just their rhetoric. However, then you have, like, the Coke chief who comes out and says, yeah, China's more business friendly. The U.S. tax rules are crap. And so this is why we're sending business to places like China and off of our shores, because we are a business and it's about the bottom line. So we can dig up the Fortune 500 who will say the same thing as Coke's chief executive that says it's easier to do business in China if you have a well-managed company. It's a one-stop shop. And you're not fighting local governments. You're just in there, and you've got the plant going, and it's easy. And he went further and said, listen, in these emerging countries, they're realizing what works, and we're forgetting what worked 20 years ago. It's the detail about how business works and how business creates employment. And it's not this political gridlock that we're living with, our antiquated, ridiculous tax structure that has our markets in the United States less competitive. Do you know that China now accounts for 7% of Coke's global sales volume? And in the first half of the year, it sold more than a billion cases of its products in China. Now, I know somebody could come along and say, well, yeah, they're taking advantage, and that, you know, of course, here we go again with China. But he's flat out saying, listen, if the tax code wasn't so convoluted, I tell you, we would have all of our operations in the U.S. And the U.S., by the way, accounts for 41% of Coke's revenue and 19% of its operating income. So, you know, you have to have U.S. provisions for with these taxes for these companies. Otherwise, you're just not going to get them back on U.S. soil, because even with the country in trouble, they're going to be worried about turning a profit. And it's about capitalism, and they're going to go out and grab it someplace else. And that's exactly what's happened. That was an interesting story. I think I read it in Financial Times about the Coke chief. But we've talked about that. We've talked about others who have said the same thing, and they're tired of the regulations that they say hogtie them and don't allow them to hire employees, don't allow them to bring in an infusion of people for new jobs and all that kind of stuff, because they would frankly lose money. So they completely go in a much different direction. All right, also in odds and ends, I find this to be very sad, and I'm afraid I'll forget and won't go to it, but does anyone remember Sly and the Family Stone? Sly Stone? Yep, the funk legend. Well, in the New York Post, they did a story about this, and apparently Sly Stone is homeless. And he's living in a van in Los Angeles. Yep. He apparently dropped a lot of money on cars. You know, back in the day when he was just making the bucks, because you got to go back to the 80s, really. In 1980, even that was kind of the tail end of their popularity. But before that, Sly and the Family Stone were everywhere. And I think their last album was like in 82, and it didn't do very well. I mean, that was kind of the end of the whole funkadelic thing and all that other stuff. So now he's gone from being that adored rocker / funkadelic singer guy, right, who had people throwing things at him onto the stage, to being this paranoid, disheveled guy who lives in his car and has said that people are hiring hitmen to go after him. He's, still flamboyant, but his money problems stopped because he said he got into a contract with somebody who ripped him off, and he spent, as I said, money on so many automobiles. But how shocking is that? I don't know, maybe somebody will help him when they see these stories. Maybe some other artist will help him, because, like I said, back in the day, if you go and look up the Sly and the Family Stone music, he definitely had thousands and thousands of people that liked to watch them, that bought the records and all that kind of stuff. And I guess that's the problem. This didn't save anything, was a partier, all that kind of stuff, and now finds himself in that situation. But I think it's shocking. Ooh. It shows you never know where you're going to end up. Don't they say it's harder when you've had a lot of money than to lose a lot of money? But it's just like that story of the broadcaster who ended up being homeless. When you hear things like that, but especially in the case of him, where that family had made so much money. It's not about money. In fact, it's a sickening story that we've talked about before in America Tonight. Why people would rob graves is beyond me. You know, it's a weird thing to tell you, but it's like my father always says to me, just make sure somebody knows not to bury you with any jewelry on or anything in your pockets, because they're going to take them out. So a Wisconsin cemetery worker apparently removed a Fender guitar from the casket of a 67-year-old Army veteran who died last week, and that was the last wishes to be buried with it. He said he wanted to be buried with it. It was his pride and joy. So this 39-year-old grounds worker at Alouez Catholic Cemetery was arrested, thank goodness, and charged with felony theft from person or corpse, they called it, because he took the guitar. And it was a $2,000 Telecaster that now is back in the casket of Randall Jordan, was the guy's name, who died last Monday. And he was the guy who, he was the father of nine. Can you imagine? He had 29 grandkids. And what he did was, for his hobby, he liked to play the guitar and he liked to watch baseball. And when they transferred his casket to the cemetery, it was in a mausoleum building. And he and another cemetery worker saw the guitar in the casket, and that's when he decided he was going to take it. Oh, there is something creepy. That is bad karma. So, of course, they were able to nail him for ripping off that guitar. That is a blunder of the day, without a doubt. We Can Count, coming up next.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityTy HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So what do you think? A few cups of coffee? Keep the blues away? Or do you shake? What does coffee do to you? Well, actually, check this out. As I have a couple of cups of coffee a day, and they say a few cups might actually stave off all the depression. There was a study that was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, and the study followed 50,000 women between the ages of 30 and 55 who periodically filled out these surveys about their coffee consumption and their health. None of the women had depression symptoms at the start of the study, but during the next 10 years, 5% received a depression diagnosis or they started taking antidepressants, you know, a little Prozac here or whatnot. Compared with the women who drank no caffeinated coffee, those who averaged two or three cups a day were 15% less likely to develop depression, even after the people who were doing the research took into account all kinds of factors, including if they were single or married, if they were in a church or community where they participated, and other various health things. Drinking four cups a day, in fact, was associated with a 20% lower risk of depression. You know what that means? Drink up. Drink that coffee. Of course, now somebody will come back and say that that study, they could, you know, they'll poke holes in that study and they'll come up with different reasons why coffee isn't great for you. Do you believe in aliens? You know, our friend George Norrie down the dial makes a living talking about all kinds of things related to space and aliens and whatnot. Well, there's a new documentary about Mayan civilization, they say, that's going to actually provide evidence of extraterrestrial contact with what they're calling the ancient culture. It's called Revelations of the Mayans 2012 and Beyond. It's in production, and it's going to, again, claim that the Mayans had contact with aliens. The producer is Raul Julia Levy, who is the son of actor Raul Julia. And I actually would be curious to see it. They're saying that they have new evidence, like they have translations of certain codices is what they're saying, that the government has kept secure in underground vaults for some time. They talk about landing pads in the jungle that are 3,000 years old. That sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? And Raul Julia claims there's proof that the Mayans intended to leave the planet for thousands of years, but were forced to escape after an invasion by men of dark intentions. Wow. So, I'd be curious to see more about this film. I want to see the artifacts. And they talk about a couple of places, including Guatemala. But the Guatemalan government, unlike Mexico, they're not offering information about aliens. But they have joined Mexico in supporting the project. They say it's good for mankind. Ooh, what does that mean? It's good for mankind. So the whole idea of, do you believe in aliens and do we actually have evidence that there might have been some, that really opens up that can of worms, doesn't it? Let's move to Netflix, because eventually you may see this movie on Netflix, if Netflix is still around. Remember jacking up the price, losing a bunch of customers, apologizing, and then saying the company split in two different directions. Netflix desperately needed an infusion of some good news. So now it seems they've got an exclusive with DreamWorks for streaming. See, and what people forget is how expensive streaming is. So two of the key players in that battle for the streaming market, it's Amazon and Netflix. And interestingly enough, both had announcements. Netflix gets the deal with DreamWorks Animation, and they say, period, it's exclusive, and that's it, cause so nobody else gets that, so they'll get the titles. And I guess it starts in 2013, and they'll get older movies like Chicken Run and Madagascar 2 and Kung Fu Panda and all the stuff that's released, which is big for them because they lost the contract with Starz and Sony. And then they did the whole price hike thing that had a lot of people dumping. They lost subscribers, but they lost like 1 million in the third quarter, so that was pretty awful. Amazon announced they've also jumped into this too, that in fact they're going to start the whole streaming thing, that they're getting involved apparently in their own version of it, Prime Instant Video Service, and that's what it's called, and they have a contract with Fox. That deal is going to add like 2,000 of the network's movies and TV shows. They're going to all be there. And what they're saying is that it's going to be available for unlimited streaming later through the fall through Prime, that service. And it's $79 per year for that service. And then a two-day shipping on whatever the goods are. I wonder how that'll do. Because think of the TV shows. You have 24, you have Arrested Development, because they're going to go back, The X-Files, speaking of aliens, The Wonder Years, going back to the 80s, 90s, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know. I mean, smarter than to do it, because what do they have to lose? Just throw it on there. They'll have streaming for 11,000 movies and television shows, titles from CBS and some others, too. And then, of course, you have Blockbuster, who's trying to do the same thing. So it's all about video streaming. As many of you know, we're carting around our iPhones and Androids and everything else, that it is all about the space. It is all about that technology. And amazing things are happening. So Netflix tries to stay in the game and stave off elimination, if you will. And part of the reason why they say they got in the predicament that they were in is because the price of streaming is just so high that they had to do something. They didn't have to jack up the price as high as they did. That's what I would say. In doing that is where they lost just way too many people. All right, this is a debate that we had here on America Tonight for too long because, what is it that we all want to talk about? We want a solution to what the problem is in the U.S., and we don't want to lose the greatness of our country with our freedoms, and certainly we want to see this nation thrive and survive and make more goods and create more jobs and all of that. But one of the many distractions was this nutball. Remember this name? See if this rings any bells in your head. Jeroen Vandersloot. Let me say it again. Jeroen Vandersloot. Remember him? The whole Natalie Holloway disappearance thing in Aruba. Well, apparently in a videotape interrogation with the Peruvian police, and they broadcast this on Monday, he admitted that he hit and strangled and ultimately killed not Holloway, but a 21-year-old woman last year in a Lima hotel room. And they aired the confession all over the place and, all over Peruvian news and the organizations there and all that stuff. The interrogator twice asked Vandersloot in Spanish whether he killed Stephanie Flores, and both times he said yes. And he talked about how he met her in a casino and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And what she did was she pulled up news about him on her computer and started to question him about it, and then he went crazy, and he says that's when he strangled her. He put his two hands around her neck, and the rest was history. Too bad they can't nail him on the whole Natalie Holloway thing. Somehow he managed to wiggle his way out of that. But he got his comeuppance because of his temper and what happened in that hotel room. So he'll do the time for the nonsense with this other woman, even if he never comes clean about the Holloway thing, because I think you could pin that on him for sure. And I bet the Holloway family feels the same way, and at least they got him on something else. What an idiot. And maybe now we don't have to see any more of poor Greta trying to squeeze the confession out of him. She chased him all over the place trying to make that happen. All right, once again, this is We Can Count, so it's always about numbers. So let's end on this one. Saturday Night Live. Anybody watching Saturday Night Live these days? Well, once again, since we're talking about the miracle of streaming, you could always do the on-demand thing and watch it that way. Then that way you fast forward through all the commercials and whatnot. So Alec Baldwin will become the first person to host Saturday Night Live. Check this out. 16 times. 16 times. You know, it's in its 37th season. Can you believe it's been around that long? And Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin were tied for hosting it the most. They had hosted 15 times. So now he breaks that tie. I bet you they're going to have something, some kind of a parody or some kind of a skit about Steve Martin and how many times he did it and the fact that Baldwin is surpassing him. You think Alec Baldwin is funny enough, though, for 16 times? I got to think about that one. I'm going to say probably not. All right, we're heading for the exit. Hang with us. We got some juicy stuff coming up next here on ATN.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Temporarily, the government will not shut down. Thank goodness. No shutdown. I know you were all concerned about it. In the meantime, the president is off stumping for jobs, or certainly running to get elected a second time, and pushing the job program, saying it's the fault of the Republicans, saying it's not true, that, you know, companies aren't going to hire, that it's not about the tax code, although he hasn't gone as far as to say the tax code, but saying that this is a plan that will work and needs to be approved, and they need to stop the politics as usual. In the meantime, while all of that is going on, something's happening right underneath all of our noses, and it's something that we've talked about, but worth bringing up here again. Fox did a story on this, and a couple of others have been following up the whole Operation Gunrunner. If you remember, of course you remember that, the guns going to the drug cartels in Mexico and who knew what. It's ridiculous to continue to say that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and everybody else that would be higher up the food chain had no clue that they were approving the sale of 2,000 guns to one of the cartels in Mexico. And here's the thing. The money, where did the government get the money to buy all these weapons and sell them to the criminals and then see the guns disappear, you know, walk away? And, of course, the answer is it's our money. It's our money. Of course, this botched operation is being funded by the taxpayers. Where does the government get its money? Fees from the taxpayers. Our taxes. Yes. And here's the thing that I just don't get. I mean, why can't somebody admit that they knew what was happening and they simply had a lapse of judgment or whatever? Because the agents lost track of the weapons when they were transferred from one buyer to another. So who's to blame? Who's to blame for this? There's two criminal investigations, as you know, going on into this operation. And it started back in October 2009. So the federal agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF to you and me, encouraged gun stores to sell weapons to arms smuggling gangs. They watched the guns go over the border. And then, shock of all shock, they popped up in crimes. How much was spent for the guns? $1.25 million. But we know where this all ends up. We know that there was an agent, John Dotson, who was ordered to buy guns and pass them on to the illegal buyers, while other people, other agents, other ATF agents were watching. But Dotson didn't think the weapons should be abandoned, because they needed to follow where they were going. And, of course, you know, what happened was ultimately the guns disappeared. So nobody moved in. Nobody knew where they were going. And Dotson became the whistleblower in all of this. And it all came apart. And the people that are connected to this insist that they didn't know what was happening. Because what happened was you had the death of the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. Then you had Dotson, who, as I said, was the whistleblower. And when it all became very public about the gun-running operation, that everybody, like cockroaches, they were running into their corner and trying to duck for cover, including the attorney general, who talked about the operation, is on record about talking about the operation back in 2009. Because he was bragging about what they were trying to do in catching the bad guys, the drug cartel guys, all of that. So they did know. It's just bogus when we hear that they say they didn't realize and know what was going on. They never said realize. They said they didn't know what was happening in Fast and Furious. So I would just say that I hope they press these investigations as far as they can and really try to do something to boot out, if nothing else, Holder. He'll find a way around it. They'll find a way around it. I know it. And we certainly have all agreed upon that. But it's wrong. It's wrong that there is this confusion over something so serious where they just let the guns disappear. Anything, speaking of cockroaches, to get Felipe Calderon off of our backs, because this just gives him more ammunition. So unfortunately, he's able to read English and pay attention to what's crawling across our TV screens in any of the cable media when Fox breaks a story or CNN or whoever he's watching. And he wants answers, too. And I definitely would have a certain choice words for Calderon. I have no use for his attempts to try to stop the drug flow between Mexico and the U.S. Ever since he announced his war on drugs, it's done nothing but the opposite. It's fueled the drug cartels, it seems, even more, where they're just executing people on streets and dumping their bodies out like happened in Mexico City. While people just watch, what are they going to do? People, guys are in masks, they open the car doors, and they just pile bodies out. And nobody says anything. And do you think the police, who they're, if they're one of the good guys in Mexico, they get slaughtered? If they're not, they're on the take. It's a, it's an awful situation. And guess what? It's the company, it's the country, rather, that we border. They border us. It's a wild third world country. And you want to talk about the haves and the have-nots? That's Mexico for you. Richest man in the world lives in Mexico. So how is it that all that other stuff is so deadly and so, so out of control? I don't want to leave on a sour note. Although for Boston Red Sox fans, this would be, I guess, a sour note, or could be anyway. What has happened to the Boston Red Sox organization on the field? Because they are in a situation where they found another way to lose again. Again they did it. It's crazy. I mean, are they going to pull it out? The Rays are now even in the AL wild card race. And they're swooning and then some. And it continued against Baltimore. The Orioles beat them 6-3 on Monday. It's just nothing but gray skies for the Boston Red Sox. I think the Red Sox rivalry with the Yankees is the best in sports. But I think the folks from Beantown, who can be pretty harsh anyway, are not liking what they're seeing as their team, again, finds ways to lose, and it's just an epic collapse. Boston might be able to squeeze into the playoffs, but mathematically, they have to win their last two games. And then, if that happens, there's the chance that they're going to have to face the Rays in a one-game playoff. So they haven't won back-to-back games since August. They haven't been able to do that. How about it? I think I wouldn't want to have a business trip to Boston right now, because there's some people who are in very, very sour moods. Don't forget, coming up here on America Tonight on our Friday show, in our third hour, we have another version of Nail the Score. It's our fourth week in the NFL. And just for fun, because we're always jumping up on our soapboxes, banging our heads against the wall when it comes to the politics that is breaking this country in half. You know, we need to celebrate the freedoms, and one of them is football. And whether you like football or not, I know you like to win. I know you like to brag. Once our computer picks the game of the week, all you have to do is say who you think's going to win the game of the two teams and what the final score will be. So easy. It's like picking lottery numbers, right? Only if you're disappointed, you didn't pay any money for these numbers. Think about it.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.